In a happy act of divine providence, Good Friday this year falls on March the 25th. The last time Good Friday was on March the 25th was 11 years ago in 2005. This coincidence will never happen again in our lifetime. If my calculations are correct, the next time Good Friday will be on March the 25th is in the year 2157. March the 25th is a very important day in the life of the church. Every year on March the 25th, we celebrate the solemnity of the Annunciation. Exactly 9 months before Jesus is born in Bethlehem, Holy Mother Church celebrates the day when the Archangel Gabriel announced to Mary that she would be the Mother of God. After freely and joyfully saying yes to God's most holy will, she conceived Jesus in her womb by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. Now, in the Latin Church, unfortunately, we can't celebrate this beautiful solemnity of the Annunciation today on Good Friday. In the Latin Church, we can't celebrate any feasts or solemnities during the sacred Easter Triduum. Absolutely nothing is more important than celebrating the death and resurrection of Jesus. However, because the solemnity of the Annunciation is so important in the life of the church, she requires us to transfer the Annunciation to the first free day, which this year is the Monday after Divine Mercy Sunday. However, this practice is not the same in the Eastern Catholic Church. Our Byzantine Catholic friends never, ever transfer feasts. So this morning, on Good Friday, the Byzantines had a solemn divine liturgy for the Annunciation. And then later this evening, they will have their Good Friday Vespers liturgy. One of my friends trying to wrap her mind on how you can celebrate the Annunciation and Good Friday on the same day said, "It's weird, but I think it's amazing. Talk about celebrating the reason why Jesus came to earth." And in response, I said, "Did you know that there is an ancient tradition that the beginning and the consummation of our redemption all happen to coincide at the vernal equinox?" Let me say that again. The beginning and the consummation of our redemption all happen to coincide at the first full moon of spring. And so in a happy act of divine providence, this year, Good Friday and the Annunciation fall on the exact same date. Because by an ancient tradition, they both originally happened on March the 25th, on the first full moon of spring. And what a beautiful full moon it was last night. Did you see the moon rising up over the river last night? Our Jewish friends always celebrate Passover after the first full moon of spring. Indeed, the first month of their calendar year doesn't begin in the middle of winter. It begins this month with spring. The great English poet T.S. Eliot in his four quartets would describe the Annunciation and Good Friday coming together on the same day in this way. In the four quartets, T.S. Eliot says, "In the beginning is my end, and in the end is my beginning." The beginning and the end are intimately linked together into one. As you begin something, your end, your goal, your purpose is always in mind. As you begin to make your Good Friday hot cross buns today, the end, the final hot cross buns is where you're going. It's where you're headed. And then as you reach the end, you're ready to begin something new. In the beginning is my end, and in the end is my beginning. When Jesus was conceived in the womb, his goal, his purpose, his end was already clearly in view. Jesus became a man. He took on flesh to suffer and die on the cross to save us from our sins. Today on Good Friday, as Jesus, the eternal high priest, offers his sacred body and blood on the cross to atone for our sins, we see an end to death and darkness, sin and Satan. However, if we freely choose to receive his divine grace into our souls like Mary, today's end to death and darkness, sin and Satan, is a new beginning, a new spring, new life in our souls. In the beginning is my end, and in the end is my beginning. As we reach the end of our Lord's mission on earth to die for our sins, we are ready to begin something new. Divine life in our souls, resurrection and new life. The death of Jesus is not the end. It is not finished. It is consummated. New life has just begun today. A conception, a new beginning, is what we celebrate today. Every day at 6 in the morning, at noon, and at 6 p.m., the bells of the church ring, and we pray the Angelus, calling to mind the very beginning of our salvation, when the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. But we also remember the end, or the consummation of our salvation, the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. The concluding prayer of the Angelus brings the beginning and the end of our salvation into one prayer, as we borrow from the post-communion prayer for today's solemnity of the Annunciation. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel, may, by his passion and cross, be brought to the glory of the resurrection. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.